The only movie theater in town was a one-screen place that had been open since 1942. It had been updated in the interim, no doubt, but it retained a feeling of nostalgia, of grandeur, and it evoked the spirit of the thousands of helpings of sticky fake butter and spilled sodas that had gone before. Because there was only one screen, Kate and Jackson had no options regarding what they would watch. The sole offering was an action-adventure flick that, they learned with dismay, had garnered only a 10% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The name of the movie was adorned on the website with an ugly green splat.
"Well, that doesn't look promising," Jackson said. "We could do something else."
"I think we should see it," Kate said. He looked at her doubtfully.
"Really?"
"Sure, it'll be fun. We can heckle. Have you ever seen Mystery Science Theater 3000?
"Sure," he said. "But I'm surprised you have."
She punched him playfully on the shoulder. "Come on, let's get our tickets." Even the woman manning the box office seemed surprised that anyone wanted to see the film. They got their tickets and went inside, inhaling the smell of stale popcorn and oily hair. "This place is great. I love this place."
"Snacks?"
Jackson said. "Absolutely," Kate replied with enthusiasm.
"Popcorn?"
They both peered uncertainly into the bin containing artificially yellow popcorn that might have been there since the night before, or might have been there through the eons, predating the opening of the theater and even the dawn of motion pictures themselves. "Better stick with the candy," Kate said.